Welcome to Life Coaching on the Move. I am your host, Dawn Fisk. Welcome to this podcast. I am massively grateful for you deciding to tune in today. It's a short, punchy little episode today on how to give yourself a quick pick-me-up, a quick tonic. And who doesn't want a free tonic? An easy, free and accessible to all tonic. Immediate results. If we could have that in a little bottle, we would. And this one doesn't require gin. instead, this one is at all of our disposal. It is nature. The wonders of nature. The wonders of Mother Nature. And it's all out there for us right now. Especially if you're in the UK, it's spring. Spring is just here. Yes, I know it's still been shockingly bad. The weather, not great at all. And we've had it very, very wet. And it's very muddy and slippy out there. But there is still, despite that, there are little glimmers of just sheer joy out there, which we cannot see from inside the protection of our brick-built houses. So we need to get outside. Just this morning, in fact, as I was driving along, I literally exclaimed out loud. I couldn't help myself. It was spontaneous and a knee-jerk response. And I defy anybody to respond any differently, with an absolute massive smile on my face. And that was the sight of day-old lambs. They weren't there yesterday. They were there today. Just tiny, cute little things with their mums in the field. Just the most adorable little sight, and brought a massive feeling of joy to me. And there's other things as well. As you drive along at the moment, I keep seeing this tiny, tiny little baby rabbits on the bank, on the sides of the roads, on the grass verge. And again, they are just the sweetest, most adorable little things. And they do. It's like a warm comfort blanket wrapped around us, isn't it? It just lifts our spirit, makes us smile, makes us appreciate the wonders of nature. And it's all just out there. So I would say to you, if you needed a bit of a tonic, and who can't benefit from a little bit of a lift, then get outside. I was outside early, and I love this time of year. I love getting out really early at the break of the day. I was out there with my son just a few days ago, just as day was breaking, about 5:30, 5:45, with the dogs, and so too with the rest of the animal kingdom waking up. There were deer, rabbits, hares, red kites flying. There were pheasants everywhere. The dogs had the ball, absolute ball out there. It was just perfect. We watched the sun come up, just lovely. So if you can, then set your alarm just a little bit earlier, half an hour earlier, and get yourself outside. It set us up for such a good day, such a good start to the day. Equally, it's light in the evenings now in the UK when we finish work. So alternatively, we could get out for a stroll in the evening, get to the park, get out close to you, wherever you can go near you. If you're near a beach, go out on the beach. If you're near a woodland or a park, go out there. And just see what you can see. There's blossom everywhere. There's different blossoms on different trees. There are green leaves just opening out at the moment. And on the horizon, as you look across at the trees, there's this hue of green where the buds are just there. Some are open, some aren't yet. It's just that hint of spring and summer just around the corner. So get out there and look at the different leaves. Look at the different colours. Look at all the different blossoms. It is just so joyful, irrespective of the weather. Just put different clothes on. Get out there, take the kids out there, get them splashing in the muddy puddles then. Let them have laughter and fun and giggles and get filthy and wet and, you know, just love being outside. Get them building mud pies and things like that. Get them climbing trees. Or you, go back to your childhood and get out there, splash around, get muddy, get up a tree, etc., etc. Or there are other things that we can do to get out in nature, or to be part of it anyway. We can volunteer let's say, at an animal sanctuary, for example. Do some voluntary work. That is a great antidote to low mood and low spirit. Gives a sense of purpose, a sense of worth, and great sense of achievement. Really lifts our soul. It's really good for us. Volunteering is a win-win two-way thing. They benefit, we benefit. So see if you can do some volunteering work with animals or with nature, with gardening, with plants, with a river, dredging a river, that sort of thing. Anything to get you outside. Or at lunchtime, put down your tools and go out and have a bit of a brisk walk at lunchtime. Get the air to your face and in your lungs. Clear your mind. The best thinking time that I have is outside in nature. I solve all sorts of dilemmas, problems, situations that need a solution. You know, how do I solve that workshop agenda? How should I tackle this learning need? What should I put in this presentation, and so on, all by walking around in nature. Often I stop and write it down in my notes on my phone, or I dictate it into audio voice notes and it's recorded, come back and I can action it when I get home. You are so creative, much more so. You can think clearly, you can come up with your own solutions and get a different perspective on things outside in nature. So it means you don't lose time at work. You actually gain time because you've solved those issues. You've kind of overcome that inertia, that mind block, that tiredness, low level energy. You've come back to work with renewed vigor, new solutions, increased energy, increased productivity. So there is it's a win-win. You also sleep better that night because you've had the fresh air, the daylight to your eyes, the boost, the oxygen, etc., and the vitamin D. So you sleep better, so you therefore wake more rested tomorrow and you're more efficient tomorrow. So it definitely is a good, worthwhile thing. Do not feel bad that you are away from your desk for 20, 25 minutes. It's an investment of time. Or plant things. Plant things in your home, in little pot plants on the kitchen windowsill or something. Grow your own herbs or your own chili plant or little tomato plants or something like that. And enjoy the fruits of your efforts when they come through. It helps us to learn delayed gratification. It gives us a sense of pride. You grew it yourself. It's deeply rewarding. And again, you've got your hands in soil. You've got your hands doing things and achieving and succeeding. Being in nature has been found relentlessly and consistently to improve and lower our blood pressure. It lowers our stress cortisol. It settles our brain activity into patterns associated with much better problem solving, which is what I was talking about. So if we can appreciate our planet, if we can be out there and interacting with our planet, or watch things on the TV that just blow your mind, you know, the photos of the recent eclipse over in Mexico and things like that, just phenomenal photos. Photos from Mars that were being sent back, pictures of, you know, recent eruptions of volcanoes, just or going out at night in the dark. I love last thing at night, going outside with the dogs to get them to do a wee and looking up at the stars, especially on a clear night, just getting lost in the sheer magnitude of how many stars and the planets up there. And just, it's just overwhelming. It's so much bigger than us. It puts us into context of how really we're just a little tiny insignificant drop in the ocean compared to the whole of the universe and other universes. So if we can get lost in the wonders of nature, get out into nature, connect with it, interact with it, and get that lift of our spirit, our well-being, a tonic, a boost. What is there not to like? What is there against it? There are no reasons not to, and every reason to do it. So it's there, it's available, and it's free. Go out there and look for red kites or buzzards in the sky. To practice mindfulness, it's a great opportunity, and the perfect opportunity actually to practice mindfulness. And one way to do that is to sit out there in nature, sit on a park bench, or sit in your garden with a cup of tea or something, or in a woodland, and just close your eyes for 5 minutes. Just close your eyes and tap into your auditory system and ask yourself this question: what different sounds can I hear? And literally pay attention to each and every sound. You will not believe how noisy it is out there. in terms of nature. I'm not talking about the traffic, but I'm talking about nature. Birdsong, rustling, leaves, plants, the wind, things in the undergrowth just moving around, etc., etc. It is so noisy. You'll hear the odd aeroplane up in the distance in the sky. You'll hear the odd siren on the car in the far distance. You'll hear plants moving, animals, different bird song, bird cries, animal noises, etc. It is just amazing, but really good way of tuning into your mindfulness. It's quite meditative as well. Similarly, you can do it the same visually. You can set yourself the task of what colours can I see? I do this in the woods sometimes and I always think I'm only going to see browns and greens. Not so at all. You will be staggered at actually when you start searching for different colours. You set you the task. Set yourself the task. I'm going to find some red. You think you probably won't. You will. Even blue, even when I've said, right, I'm going to find some blue, and I don't think that that's ever possible in a woodland. Oh, yes, it is. The most bizarre places that you will find it, you will seek and you will find. You can do the same with how things feel. How do your feet feel underneath you going over those branches or over those stones or in that sloppy mud or the slipping and the noise, etc., of your feet on the ground and splashing through the puddles, slipping on the mud or the cracking of a branch as you or twig as you stand on it, etc. So that is one way of tuning into your senses. What can you smell? What can you taste? What can you feel? The coat on your back, the wind in your face, your hair blowing on your neck, etc., etc. That's mindfulness, and that's very, very de-stressing, and it's very in the now. You can't be worrying about the past, etc., if you're counting all the colours and spotting all the colours or you're counting all the sounds. It stops us overthinking, it stops us worrying, it stops us angsting. It gets us into the now and you're totally present, and that's the trick. Great for your well-being, great for your stress levels, really good for your mental health. So, I think that's everything, isn't it? Volunteer, grow things, nurture things, experience things, look for things, get up early or go out in the evening or go out at lunchtime or all of the above. Search for wonderful things on the internet, such as volcanoes and so on and so forth. Go to a farm and do some lambing. Lots of the farms are open at the moment to the public. You can Google your local one. My son just this weekend actually lambed. He had one of those long plastic gloves on. He was allowed to help bring into the world a newborn. Well, he birthed it really with the mum, obviously. And he had to rub it and dry it and things like that and get it to take its first breath, clear its mouth and airways. So rewarding, so cute. So just the joys of the lambs, the joys of the young birds and all the young animals, and just, or put a bird feeder in your garden or outside your window, a little bird feeder with some seed in it, and watch how quickly they've discovered that and how many different ones discover it and the bird song that goes with it. We've done exactly that this year. We've got two bird feeders out there and it is packed. It is like a little conveyor belt of different little breeds of birds coming back and forth. They are so busy, so relentless, and it is, you can waste so much time just sat watching those, but it's so joyful, so lovely to watch them. Get out and experience the bluebells at the moment in the woods, and the lambs in the field and so on. It's all there. You just got to get out there, go and find it and enjoy it. And I really wish you well. I hope you enjoy it. Feel free to look through the podcast, of course, at any of the coaching needs that you or your colleagues or your family may have, or any training needs. I'm a training provider that you may have in your company for any of your staff development. Then have a look at the training side of things. You can follow the blog or sign up for the newsletter. And of course, there's also the workshop starting. We've just started another teenage workshop by one module down, but it's not too late because I am doing I'm doing a catch-up module before the second one, so that anybody starting just a day or two after can catch up and still join in. So it is not too late if you have a teenager you would like to join. And there are downloadable programs as well that you can own and repeat as you need. So have a look, www.milestone-coaching.co.uk. And last but not least, the only thing I ask, if you have enjoyed this today, then please do feel free to cut and paste it, put it on your socials, or mention the title of the podcast, Life Coaching on the Move, on your socials, or tell a friend about it and send them a link. That would be massively helpful. Thank you very, very much. And I'm looking forward to talking on the next episode with you. Take care. Have a great week.